We continue our learning lately in Ishmael, Tavim, and Menachem, Rosh, and Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas, and Leah, we're in Tanis. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, the last two Mishnayos in the Masechta. Mishnah Zayin says like this, Shabbos Shechol Tisha Bav Lios B'socha. Shabbos here means the week in which, like Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. So the week in which Tisha Bav falls, what we call Shavua Shechol Bo, so Mishnah says, Asur Milisapir, you're not permitted to cut your hair or shave, Umilachabes, and to launder clothing. We know that's a practice of not cutting hair. We start early from Shavas or Batamas and laundering clothing already from the first day from Rosh Chodesh Av. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says this is really only prohibited in the week in which Tisha B'Av falls. Uva Chamishi. And on Thursday, this is when if Tisha B'Av, let's say, falls out on a Friday. Today, according to our calendar, cannot. But when we had Kiddush Chodesh al Pi Re'iyah, it could. So if Tisha B'Av was on Friday, and right after Tisha B'Av, you're going to go into Shabbos, so Vachamishi on that Thursday, on Erev Tisha B'Av Mutarin, you'll be able to cut your hair, to shave, and launder your clothing, so that B'Minei Kavara Shabbos, so that right after Tisha B'Av, which was Friday night, going into Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av fell out on Friday, you wouldn't walk into Shabbos disheveled, you'd have clean clothing, and that is what the Mishnah says. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam shnei tafshilin. On Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not have two cooked foods. We know this from our Suda HaMafsekes. So this is in the second half of the day. When we have this Suda, you should not have, this is a restriction seemingly for that last meal right before Tisha B'Av. You should not have two cooked foods. And that, in the Bar Tanur assumes that that means that's where something is only considered a cooked food if you need it to be cooked, and it's not edible raw. But something that's edible raw, he says, let's say I have a cheese, for example, or beans, that people do eat cooked, but they eat them raw as well. So that wouldn't be counted as one of the tafshilin. Our minigas and taft have an egg, to have one tafshil and one cooked food. Shnei tafshilin is prohibited at that meal. Then the Mishnah says, lo yochal basar v'lo yishteh yayin. You're not permitted to have meat, meaning even if that's your one cooked food, you can't have meat at that meal, nor should you have a drink wine. So this, although the Mishnah says is prohibited at the Suda HaMafsekes, at the last meal before Tisha B'Av, or the second half of the day of Tisha B'Av, an Erev Tisha B'Av, this is something that we begin those restrictions already from Rosh Chodesh Av. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Yishaneh. He says, what should you do? It's not about two cooked foods or one versus two. He says, you should change what your normal pattern is. So if you normally have two cooked foods, so then you should have only one. But if you normally have three, then you should have two. You normally have two cups of wine, drink one cup of wine. So that's what he means on Erev Tisha B'Av. So it's not that we should say that you should not have two cooked foods, you have to have one. No, Yishana, and the same thing when it's true when it comes to the wine. Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayev B'Kfiyas Hamita. Rabbi Yehuda obligated people on Erev Tisha B'Av for that meal to turn over the beds, which so people would, let's say, lie on the floor or lie on the other side of the bed like people had during Avelis. This is a practice we do not have anymore. But one of the Nihuge Avelis is that we turn over the beds. And Rabbi Yehuda believes that that's something that should be done as well here. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no, this meal is not about Avelus. This meal is similar, more, believe it or not, to Aninus. When, after all, you're not allowed to have meat, you're not allowed to have wine. So that is something that an Avel is allowed to have. That's something an Onim can have. So if that's the case, so then this the halach of kfiyas hamita, of turning over the beds, would not apply. He's not in a state of avelus. That may be true on Tisha B'Av, but not on Erev Tisha B'Av. The same way, we don't sit on a low chair when we eat. We don't have to. People, there's a minute to sit, let's say, on the floor, but we don't have to sit on a low chair for this meal. And the huga avelus don't begin at this meal. You don't have to change your shoes at this meal necessarily. So therefore, we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda, who says we should turn over the beds. Kfiyas hamita. Perek Dalid Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Lo hayu yamim tovim li Yisrael kachamisha asar ba'av uchiyom hakipurim. There were no days, festivals like, he didn't have days that were like Yontif, that were as festive as the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. We'll see what's significant about these 2 days, Shebahen, and how were these days celebrated? Shebahen and Benos Yisrael, Yotzos Bechle Lavan Sheulim, on those days, so the young women who are not married would go out with white clothing that were borrowed. Shelo Levayev Shesmi Sheelo, they would borrow them so that no one would be embarrassed if you didn't have. And then the Mishnah will tell us a little bit about that celebration. But what is significant about the 15th of Av? Now, we mentioned the 15th of Av when it came to the Karban Eitzim, but there are other significant things that happened on that day. Number one, that was the day that Hutru Shvatim Lavo Zebazeh. Torah says in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Vav, so the general rule was that for the people who entered the Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua, any woman who had inherited land, so the halacha was she could not marry out of her shevet, because that inherited property then was going to be transferred permanently to another shevet. We didn't want that to happen. That was only true for the generation that entered Eretz Yisrael, and the Chachamim were able to decide afterwards if they were going to maintain that practice. And they said, oh, no, it was no longer going to be practiced, it was no longer enforced. And that decision was made on the 15th of Av. And that was a great joy. Women now, men, the issue wasn't for men. The issue was the celebration for women, because it restricted them. There was a restriction for them to marry if they were an heir of a Yerusha, so they couldn't marry. You could only marry within our tribe. Men could marry women from any tribe. So therefore, the Mishnah, this is part of the celebration, and why the women are the ones who are going out to dance, because they were celebrating the 15th of Av because of this decision. Number two, the 15th of Av was, this relates to Pilegesh Begiva, discussed in Shoftim, Perek Yutesed Perechof, that tragic story of Pilegesh Begiva, where all of the Shvatim took an oath that their daughters would not be given to Shevet Binyamin at all. It was the 15th of Av. They decided that only applied to the first generation. The next generation could have daughters marry into Shevet Binyamin. Also decided on the 15th of Av. Number three, this was the day where people stopped dying in the Midbar. We had, after the story of the Meraglim, every year the Medrash relates that people would on the ninth of Tisha B'Av, which was the night they cried that first year. So every subsequent year of the 40 years, people lie down in graves, and many people died that particular evening of Tisha B'Av. And then it would cover them over. And then finally, in the last year, the 40th year, so they realized no one had died. They weren't exactly sure. Maybe it's really not Tisha, but they waited till the 15th of Av. When they saw the full moon, they knew Tisha B'Av had passed and no one had died. So neither the decree was over. So they realized that 40 years had really elapsed. And that became a day of Simcha. Then in number four, that was the day that Hoshea ben Ela removed the Shomrim, that Yeravim ben Nevat placed and stationed on the roads to prevent Jews from going to the Beis HaMikdash. And he wanted them to bow to his golden calves. He got rid of those shomrim, those guards, and that was the day of celebration, 15th of Av. The Romans, that was the day, with the bracha, famous bracha of Atov HaMetim. That's when the Romans allowed the burial of the Jews who had been killed in Beitar. The bodies were exposed throughout the time of the reign of Hadrian, and who did not allow them to be buried, and the bodies, as a miracle, did not decay. The bracha of Atov HaMetim was instituted at that time, and this was something that was permitted for them to, Romans permitted them to bury them on the 15th of Av. Also, that was the day that they stopped, and this relates to the previous Mishnah, the days that they stopped cutting trees down for the Mizbeach by the middle of Av. So most of the heat, the intense heat of the summer has really passed, and because so the wood is going to be a little bit too moist. and it's going to be worms in the wood, and the wood is not going to be good, and it may actually be invalid because if there are worms in the wood. So that 50th Av was a day of celebration. It was the completion of a mitzvah and they turned that into a yontif, the finishing the cutting of the wood. That is the 15th of Av. Yom Kippur, so that's pretty obvious. That was the day we got Kapara. Moshe came down from Har Sinai with the second Luchos. And it's a day of Slicha v'Kapara, so that's obviously a day of great celebration. Now, so these Benos Yishalayim would wear these clay lavan she'ulim, not to embarrass anyone. And then the Mishnah says, Kol ha'kelim te'unin tevila. It means that all these kelim, the clothing they wore, they put on, required to be placed in the mikvah. Clothing could become tamei, so they had to, if you were borrowing someone's clothing, could not assume that there was tohor, not to embarrass anybody. This became the universal practice, that everybody put those clothing in the mikvah before they put them on. Yushami claims that this means that the chachamim made a takana that all white clothing that were stored away, whether they were going to be worn or not, should require tevila. This is not just for this particular celebration. In general, kol hakelim tunin tevila. The rule is, universal practice always, not only in this story, is that if you have kelim and put it in a drawer and they're not even going to be worn, you should put them in the mikvah anyway. And the Mishnah says, uvenos Yushalayim yotzos v'cholos bakram. The daughters of Yushalayim would go out and they would dance in the vineyards. Umehayu omros, what would they say on these days, on Yom Kippur and they would say, young man, lift up your eyes, see what you're going to choose for yourself as a wife. Don't literally place your eyes on beauty, but rather on the family, on the yichus. As the pasuk says, the end of Mishlei. So here you have a pasuk that tells you that it's most appropriate. Yonisha Yiras Hashem is most important. Ve'omer, and it also says, Tinulah mipri yadeh v'haleluhu abasha arim ma'aseh. So what we should literally give her, meaning we should assess a woman based on her pri yadeh, that which she produces, and v'haleluhu, and she's going to be praised basha arim in public based on ma'aseh, based on her deeds, and it's not based on her looks. And the pasuk also says, we know this pasuk from Shir HaShirim. So here it says, go forth and go out and see Benos Tzion, the daughters of Tzion, upon the king of King Shlomo, regarding the crown the nation of the Jewish people made lo. Now lo is a reference to Hashem. Biyom Chasun Ason, the day of his wedding, the day of the wedding that Hashem had with us. Yom Simchas Libo, the day that his heart was glad with us. Take a look. Bar Tanura says, Bamelech Shlomo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Shalom. So Melech Shlomo means it's a reference to Hashem, and it's and Imo is Knesses Yisrael. So it's the mother is Knesses Yisrael. We're the ones who made this crown, and that's the day of Yom Simchas Libo. And the Mishnah darshins. The Mishnah expounds like this: Biyom Chasun Aso Zo Matan Torah. Uvyom Simchas Libo, what's that day? The day of his heart's gladness. Ze Binyan Beis HaMikdash Sheibane Ben Rav Yomeinu. The Mishnah here, once we mention the Beis HaMikdash, so the Tana concludes with this bracha that it should be built Ben Rav Yomeinu. We have concluded Maseches Tanis.